Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking about a God that can be believed, or a God to be believed. And today's specific focus is about a belief that can grow. I suspect all of us have seasons or moments or times or some period in our life where doubt seems to creep in. The uncertainty of life, of the world that we live in, of circumstances which surround us, challenge our belief in God, that challenges our belief of God. And the good news is that's not uncommon. It's not unknown. God's very much aware that doubt has a way of getting into our life. But He has a desire and a way to address that, and that's through growth. Scripture today from Mark chapter 9, verse 24 says, "Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, 'I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.'" It's so often that we live life with a mixture. We have great belief, and yet we know that in the areas we've not seen, there still are some lingering doubts. And so to grow in our belief doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It simply means there's room for growth. And in a way, that's an incredible thing to know, that we're not stuck, that we can grow in belief, we can grow in understanding, we can grow in relationship. I suspect it's true in our personal relationships with people. For most of us, at least, we have some level of natural skepticism. We don't believe people just because they say something. Not fully. We want to investigate. We want to figure it out. We use those tools to help us to grow in our belief of them. And one of the difficulties comes when we start believing without understanding. And there are elements in our belief of God that we will never understand fully, but it's God's able to withstand the investigation we might do about His claims, about His word, about His promises. And so I'm not talking about a full understanding of everything He says. I'm talking about an understanding of His faithfulness. And we get that as we interact with people, and when we realize that they've been honest with us in the past. When we can look back and see that there's been no intentional deceit. With people, we don't even necessarily have to have 100% accuracy in the past in order to believe them. But we do look for patterns, habits. We look for their motives. We look for what their intent was. And we grow in relationship, we grow in belief as we learn that they really do care about us. They really are looking out for our good. They're speaking words which are honest. And sometimes people are unsure about God. They've heard stories. They've had a bad experience with people who've claimed to represent God. And it's okay to check God out. To discover. Spend time in His Word. Look at the promises He's made. Promises to people as a whole. Promises to individual people in the Bible. And to have a belief that grows as we grow in experience of God keeping His Word in our life. As we grow in experience of God carrying us through our doubts and our uncertainties. We kind of go to two extremes at times in our culture, and one is to believe everything if it comes from a source that, well, matches what we believe and what we want to believe. The other extreme is to believe nothing. And particularly if it comes with a source that tends to not match what we want to believe. But we ought to live with a belief that grows because we live with a mind designed and developed and given to us by God. And a mind with the capacity of understanding, of evaluating, of trusting. You see, when this man is looking to Jesus to heal his son, the response centers around faith. It centers around belief. And while the man did believe, it was almost as if there was a caution there of, I know I don't believe perfectly, I know I have doubts, but God, help that part of my life so that it doesn't hinder the healing that my son needs. Look at my heart, look at my desire to believe and help me grow in the areas of unbelief. When we live as Christians for very much of our life, for a length of time, we kind of settle into a routine at times where we're comfortable. And I think in those routines, God wants to remind us that we're supposed to be growing. And we're growing in faith, we're growing in knowledge, we're growing in the depth of our belief. And so we can live with a greater confidence in God's promises, a greater confidence in His faithfulness, a greater confidence that He indeed is looking out for us. That in the midst of confusion, in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of calamity and disasters that sometimes challenge our faith, it challenges our belief, it leaves us with doubts and a lack of understanding. We can turn to God and ask for His help to overcome our unbelief. When I think of growing in belief, I think of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Friends of Jesus, and you're probably familiar with the story of Lazarus dying and Even after getting word that Lazarus was sick, Jesus delays a trip. A trip that Mary and Martha believed could have healed him, could have kept him from dying. When Jesus talks with them, he reminds them that he, in fact, is life. That a belief in Jesus means that a person will never die. And while there is an awareness and an acknowledgement of that, well, yes, in the resurrection, at the end of times, we will live, but there was still, in my mind at least, seeds of unbelief there. And Jesus had already told his disciples when word had come that Lazarus had indeed died. That it was so that he, Jesus, could be glorified. And that others could see his glory. And in the midst of knowledge of eternal life, in the midst of knowledge of a resurrection of the dead, there was still sadness. There was still uncertainty. There was still a part of the mind that believed it but struggled to see it. I also think of Thomas, who heard that Jesus was alive, had been resurrected from the dead, and yet wanted proof. And it's interesting, Scripture kind of makes it appear to me that when the proof was offered, he decided he didn't need it after all. That he didn't need to put his hand in the side or his fingers in the holes in Jesus' hands. That his belief was growing. As we spend time today praying, I would encourage you to consider how your belief grows. How much you turn to God when you doubt. How much you try to hide those doubts because others have convinced you they're not Christian-like. And use the moments and times in your life, the seasons where you experience doubt, you experience uncertainty, use those to call out to God so that you would have a belief that grows. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you're a God that loves us. Your love is such that you desire growth in our life. You desire that we would not remain constant, but not decline, but we would grow. The same is true of our belief in you, our belief of you. Father, as we gaze into your word, may we look beyond the things that are easy for us to believe. The things that we agree with, the things that we've accepted, the things that we've chosen to live by. And may we see the totality of your word and grow in our belief of all of it. May we not be guilty of sorting through it and believing the parts we like and kind of ignoring the rest. Help us to see the areas of unbelief in our life. Reveal them to us so that we could call out to you to help us overcome that unbelief. Father, may we grow in relationship with you. May we grow in our walk with Jesus as we grow in belief. May we learn to increase our faith. May we learn to trust more and more each day. Father, today as we live life, as you help us examine those areas of unbelief, may we call out to you, may we live in a way that represents Jesus well. even in our uncertainty, may we not put on a front of arrogance or fake knowledge, but may we walk by faith, even when we can't see. And may our walk of faith, may our belief that grows, be done in a way that lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him, that they too would have a belief that grows, a belief that draws them to You. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.